Today is usually the day we turn the page to the next week, the next game. That is Jacksonville. To talk about all of that, on the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Ross joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hey, buddy.
Nick, what's up, man? How are you?
Good. Are you in the restroom?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so
you know
I heard.
What's so funny? I made a very bad mistake. I'm in the airport. I'm flying down to Miami for the game tomorrow night. I'm in the booth for Bills and Dolphins. And you know when you're in the airport and, like, every 5 minutes they are announcing, like, flight 428, blah, 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 boarding group 2? I thought that the bathroom might be quieter, but these might be the loudest flushing noises I've ever heard in my entire life. I mean, it sounds like they're flushing a boat to China. I mean, I've never heard louder flushes in my whole life.
Well, I just didn't know, because I know you're super efficient. I didn't know if you were just like, all right, use the facilities, then hop on with Nick, but the lag time was like 5 seconds.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've done that before, but that wasn't even the thought process for this. See, right now, it's nice and quiet. It's good. It's just, you never know when one of these guys in the bathroom here is gonna flush. It sounds like Niagara Falls. It's unbelievable.
Let us pray that's the only bathroom sound we hear for the next 10 minutes. Ross, panic level 1 to 10 for the Cleveland Browns. Where should they be at right now after a disastrous week 1 performance against Dallas?
I would say 8.5. I would say pretty high. I mean, it's a home game against a team that had a bunch of rookies playing, a bunch of question marks, quite frankly, at center, at left tackle, and the fact that they got that handled on both sides of the ball is extremely discouraging. You know, anything can happen in week 1, and so you try not to take it, you try not to put that much into it, right? I mean, there's plenty of teams that go 15-1 or whatever over time, and you try not to put that much into week 1, but I'm telling you, man, I think the biggest thing is the Watson thing, though, right? I mean, I think the defense will still be good. It'd be weird if they're not good, right? I mean, they've got pretty much everybody back from last year's defense. That was awesome. So, all right, maybe the Cowboys had a better game plan one time. Maybe the Cowboys did a better job and they weren't able to really do very much. That's fine. You know, you can live with that. I don't think you can live with Deshaun Watson playing poorly and people already calling for Jameis Winston. I mean, the clock is very, very much ticking for him in terms of anybody believing he can ever be that type of quarterback again.
I believe that's the fourth flush during that answer, Ross. I'm sorry. There's nothing funnier. You're having a great take, man. You're like right there. And just, you know, I don't think there's anything worse than the Browns offense.
It's almost like Keith is hitting that sounder. You know how, like, there's some radio stations where they have, like, a noise or a sounder for everything, and they'll be like, oh, man, this Panthers offense is going down the drain with Bryce Young, and then they'll have, like, that noise. I feel like based on the Browns' performance against the Cowboys, I feel like I'm in the perfect place right now.
It's Crazy Ira and the Douche on 92.3 The Fan. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Damn it. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add deliciousness and creamy flavor.
I'm just going to walk out.
To your game day dishes across the football season.
It didn't work. I'm just walking out.
You know what, though? You own that. And I think that's really good. I'm just trying to avoid asking any further questions about Deshaun until you get out of the restroom.
I'm walking out right now.
All right.
So I gave it a shot. We'll see what it's like near the Starbucks. Now I got people near the Starbucks walking by me.
Oh,
now I'm like in the middle of the court. What do they call it? The center core or whatever. Anyway,
how big of a jump could we expect from week one to week two?
Pretty big. I mean, that happens a lot, right? I mean, where you know a team looks terrible week one. I mean, that's why, like on the betting podcast, the Even Money Betting Podcast, a lot of the teams that lost week one, we like them in week two, and vice versa. You know, it's such a cliche, and I know everybody hates it and blah, 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 but usually, especially in the NFL and blowouts, usually the team that won is probably not as good as everybody seems to think they are, and the team that lost is probably not as bad as everybody thought they were from that game. But yeah, I mean, especially when it's a home game, I saw where Myles Garrett went out and was in the parking lot firing people up. I guess you probably won't be doing that again. That didn't work.
You're not wrong. Ross Tucker on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You're missing the flushing noises, aren't you? You want me to go back in?
No, I feel safe now to ask a question about Deshaun, so whatever your answer is, I won't laugh hysterically in the background, which would be very unprofessional, even for me. Like, that would set a new low, even for me. So, to get to Deshaun, right now, what do you consider to be the bigger issue? On the field or off the field?
On the field. Yeah, I mean, on the field for sure, because that's what matters. I mean, the off-the-field stuff, I don't know. I got to be honest with you. I've, like, lost track and or interest, right? I mean, I see people say, well, if you know, because of this lawsuit, the Browns can get out of his contract or whatever, and then other people say maybe the Browns are, like, leaking this information. It's the season now, man. Like, I'm not into the off-the-field drama, the off-the-field BS. It's the season, and he just looks really bad. I mean, have you had any callers call up and say, I still believe Deshaun Watson is going to be a top-5 quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, which is what you guys traded for and paid for? I just can't imagine anybody doing that. I mean, to me, it feels like at this point, you're like, best-case scenario is if he's a top-15 guy. You know, I mean, he's never going to be a top-5 guy again. If you actually sat down and wrote down the top-10 quarterbacks, that's incredibly unlikely as well. I mean, at this point, you're hoping, the hope is that he's in the top half of the league. And people are sitting there driving around Cleveland right now being like, yeah, right, no, he's definitely going to be top 20. Sit down and write it down. So you'd be amazed what quarterbacks are like 18, 19, 20 when you actually sit down and write down all of them. And right now, he's on the top 20 quarterback. Heck, he's lucky there's all these rookies starting. He might not even be top 25 based on how he played in this last game. So do I think he can get better? Yeah. Do I think he can be top 20? Maybe. Top 15? That would be that'd be like best case scenario at this point. That the Browns gave the biggest contract in NFL history to a guy that could maybe be in the top half of the league for the next 3 years.
Ross, there's been some scuttlebutt amongst former NFL players such as yourself that Deshaun should be on a shorter leash because of the expectations coming into the season. Do you think Deshaun is guaranteed all season no matter how well he plays?
No, I don't think they can do that. I mean, especially after what happened last year. Although I do find it ironic. I mean, think about how sensitive they are or how sensitive Watson is that I have to imagine that the Browns didn't bring back Flacco just because they knew how bad it would be if, you know, Deshaun Watson got off to a bad start. Everybody would say, put in Flacco, put in Flacco, put in Flacco. But I guess I don't really understand about that is, aren't those same people going to say the same thing about Jameis Winston? Put in Jameis, put in Jameis, put in Jameis? If Deshaun Watson continues to struggle, like that's a part of it I don't really get. I probably would have brought back Flacco, but maybe they wanted somebody younger. But I just, based on how last year went and how many players are back from last year's team, and they know it's not them. Like, they know they're good, and they can win if they get competent quarterback play. Stefanski can't do that. And that's why the Stefanski and Andrew Berry contract extensions were so important, because that was sort of giving those guys, in my mind, that gave them the ability to move on from Watson if and when they had to. Obviously, it'll be ugly from a salary cap perspective, but you can't, like, they're not going to go through the whole year if this guy's playing terrible. The question will be how much of a leash should he get, and how long will they stay with him if he's playing that bad?
Ross, can you get Deshaun righted without the offensive line getting right first?
That's a good question. Obviously, they need those guys healthy, and they need those guys to play better, certainly a lot better than they did. I think that would help him. But even sometimes when, like the throw, I mean, maybe his best pass of the day was to CeeDee Lamb on the sideline. Like, what is going on where he's missing throws by that much? I don't know. I'm sure there's prop bets or something on this, but, like, what are the Vegas odds that he gets back to being a top half of the league quarterback? I think they'd be pretty low at this point. I don't think there's very many people that believe he'll get there. I think the better the offensive line is, the better the run is. Will that help him? Yeah. But he still needs to play better no matter what the deal is with the line. I mean, they're paying him. They didn't bring him in or pay him to be a guy that is like a game facilitator around a great running game and a great offensive line. You know, they paid him to be a guy that can overcome deficiencies in those areas. And now he's the deficiency.
Ross Tucker on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So as we continue on having this conversation about the state of the Browns here, obviously, I just remembered here, there is somebody driving around Northeast Ohio. I know because a friend of mine, Chip, sent me a picture of their personalized license plate. Do you live in Ohio? Because there is somebody driving around with a personalized license plate that says "Later, Dude."
No, I don't, but that's amazing.
Is that the Ross Tucker for me bump? Is like, do you think
almost every time when I leave, at least one person will hit me up on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL and say "Later, Dudes." Later, Dudes. Although it's weird now. Now I just got to say "Later, Dude." Unless I'm allowed to say "Dudes" to you and Keith.
We got three dudes on the show. I think, yeah, I mean.
Do you ever let Keith come on the air and talk? Because I like talking with him, and I like his takes more than yours usually.
No, for that exact reason. Yeah, Keith's already got a big enough exposed ego as the assistant brand manager. We don't need to push that ego into the stratosphere.
You would get exposed. He's like Flacco, and you're like Deshaun Watson. I get it. I see it.
Now, why don't you walk back to the bathroom for us real quick there? Give us a quick flush.
You want me to?
No, not at all. Ross, Aaron Rodgers, Monday, no preseason, goes out of Monday Night Football, doesn't look great. Deshaun, doesn't look great. All the quarterbacks, all the starters that didn't play in the preseason, had some modicum of struggles in week one. Do week one struggles, does the vast array of week one struggles of non-participants in preseason, should that change the way the NFL thinks about playing their starters in the preseason going forward? Or do you think everybody's just comfortable with that being the cost of doing business this way?
You know, it's a good question. And what I don't know is, and I've talked to head coaches about this, you know, they all say the same thing, like, okay, so let's say I play them a series or two in the first preseason game on August 10th. Does that have anything to do with September 8th? You know, like, does that make any difference? Does a series or two on August 10th have anything to do with what happened in September? I think it's a fair question to ask, and I don't know the answer to that. Even if you play him in the last preseason game, quite frankly, it's still 2 weeks before the first game, and I think reasonable minds could still disagree as to what the impact of that is.
Ross, looking to your Thursday Night Football game, I believe this is less a question and the more is a take. I think we're going to start the Thursday Night Football slate off for the first 2 weeks of the season with really good games. Last week was awesome, Baltimore versus Kansas City. Now we got Miami and Buffalo. I think we might be changing the narrative 2 weeks in on football. You're a big part of that.
Well, they're clearly, you know, giving Amazon in particular better game. I mean, Thursday night games used to be some of the worst games on the slate. I mean, it was just like, they, you know, everybody got a primetime game, and that's when they was. I mean, it was like every Jacksonville-Tennessee game ever was on Thursday night. So they've kind of changed the narrative already. I think they realize how important it is that Amazon is a successful partner so that they get Netflix and Apple and everybody else bidding for packages. That they really need to make it work with Amazon, and the way to do that is to give them better games. And obviously this is a huge one in the AFC. It's really the entire AFC tomorrow night. Really looking for, I mean, both teams already have some major injuries. I mean, Taron Johnson's the best nickel in the league, probably. He's out for the Bills. The Dolphins will not have Mostert. They already don't have Chubb and some other guys. You know, it's already an issue with health and that being a factor in these games. But welcome to the NFL. The good news, I guess, for these guys is they get some time afterwards.
Ross, we got about 30 seconds. Who do you give the edge in the division to, Dolphins or Bills?
I'll go Bills. Yeah, I'll go Bills until the Dolphins prove otherwise. I think Tua's only beaten the Bills one time. And I just think late in games, they're close games, they're pretty good evenly matched teams, but late in games, Josh Allen's legs are just such a difference maker compared to Tua, who really can't do that part of it. So I'll take the Bills until the Dolphins show me otherwise.
The Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District is wondering whether they're the unofficial sponsor of the Ross Tucker interview right now. Ross, great stuff, buddy. Big game for you this Thursday. Happy to see you continue to thrive and kill it, bud.
Thanks, man. Later, dude.
Ross Tucker there. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious.